I also am very grateful tonight for those readings on true government, something that we all need to understand and pray about, because the political arena certainly is never an answer for our government. The government is in God and obeying His laws and His precepts. Recently, our friend Bob Parth, sometimes known as Parthens in Colorado, sent us a movie, which some of us watched this past weekend. The name of it is Woodlawn. It's a Christian movie. It came out last year. I had never heard of it, but it was very inspiring, and it was about the very troubled times in Alabama during the 70s, the racial conflict that was going on then. And it was about a football team in one of the towns, and the football team was very troubled. It was this forced integration, and there was a lot of hatred and prejudice and fear and anger going on. And one day, someone came into the school, and he spoke to the football team about Christ Jesus, and he got everyone's attention. And he spoke to them about the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes and forgiveness and for as loving your neighbor as yourself. And his words reached their hearts, and they all began to change. They began to work together. They began to love each other. And tremendous things began to happen with that football team. The coach was totally amazed. He didn't really understand what happened, but it was seeing was believing, and he too became a follower, a disciple of Christ, in seeing this healing take place right in front of him. And one of the points that they continually made, they would raise their index finger and say, "One way." And that one way was Christ's way. All these team players realized that nothing could heal these problems but Christ's way, and that in the sight of God we are all equal, and there is no reason for all of this hatred and other things going on. It continued, but it was a very, very inspiring movie, and it certainly is what is true about our country and about all nations everywhere. And as Jeremy said, you walk around and you see people loving each other and getting along. This is a false projected concept that we can't get along or that we have fear and hate toward each other. God never said it, and it's not the truth. And as we send out our love and live this truth day by day in our own hearts and faithfully doing our watches and working with the prayers, this mesmerism will be broken, because God never said it. It's not the truth about His creation. This movie is based on a true story, and actually the main character in it went on to play football for the Miami Dolphins. I thought this story also went along with something in our lesson this week in Science and Health, where Mrs. Eddy says on page 276, "When the divine precepts are understood, they unfold the foundation of fellowship, in which one mind is not at war with another, but all have one spirit, God, one intelligent source, in accordance with the scriptural command, 'Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.'" I'm so very grateful to be here tonight with all of you. I'm grateful for the beautiful music, the readings, the testimonies. Thank you all.